Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of NCBA talking market transparency and fairness. Back in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
A new tradition is coming back to Oklahoma City, bringing over 9,000 head of the most elite cattle genetics North America has to offer. Cattlemen and women from 46 states and several Canadian provinces will be displaying cattle that'll fit any ranching operation. With more than 20 sales taking place in Oklahoma City, the opportunities are endless to better the genetic future of your herd. The Cattlemen's Congress has quickly become the largest cattle show in the world, so join us January 1st through the 16th in Oklahoma City. Learn more at cattlemenscongress.com. At a year-ender media briefing, the Senior Vice President for Policy at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Ethan Lane, talked about the markets, transparency in our cattle markets, fairness in our cattle markets as well. He laid out what's been happening over really the last couple of years and how that's led to some of the issues that came up during 2021.
Obviously, coming out of the events of 2020, the Holcomb fire in 2019, the dramatic spread that we saw during COVID back in the spring of 2020, and the recovery that we're starting to finally see as some of that slack gets taken out of the supply chain here in the fall of 2021 has really been a huge focus for us. We've continued to have really robust dialogue with the administration on things like packing capacity as we monitor some of those funds that are going to be coming out soon, focusing on new packing capacity opportunities. We're continuing to reiterate that message to the administration that we need to diversify, regionalize that packing capacity. We need to make sure we're looking for opportunities to create new packing capacity in areas that are underserved now. We need to make sure that that new packing capacity is created in a way that it's generating new opportunities for producers to generate more value for their product and more of that beef dollar back on the ranch rather than further down the supply chain. We have a tremendous amount of demand right now, both nationally and around the world, and we want to capitalize on that. We don't want to lose it. We're extremely proud of what we produce, obviously, in this country, but we want to make sure our producers get paid for it as well, because those genetics, that quality product starts at the ranch. And if only one end of the supply chain is making money from that, that's not going to work for us.
Ethan Lane says NCBA believes that USDA heading down the right road in trying to help expand packer capacity.
So we're pleased that we've seen from USDA so far a focus, kind of where our focus is on some of that regional processing capacity, some of that diversified processing capacity. We're excited to hear more from them, having gone through that rulemaking process to see where their head is at as far as the rest of that $500 million. We're going to stay engaged on that issue moving forward and help look for as many opportunities we can for our producers. We're also obviously continuing to focus on things like price discovery. Our voluntary framework, even with trip triggers going into our Houston meeting, has resulted in a pretty dramatic increase in negotiated and cash trade around the country, particularly in those regions that were underperforming on cash trade, that had thinner cash markets historically. That's not an accident. That's a lot of work by a lot of our producers around the country to find ways to market more of their cattle in a negotiated means over the course of the year. They've done that sometimes in places where they maybe didn't want to, where that wasn't the best business decision for them. And it's part of this effort to make sure we have the price discovery we need in this marketplace. We know that's not sustainable long term, and we're going to need to find some options to make sure that producers, first of all, have the ability to choose the best marketing method for their cattle. Rather than a government mandate telling them how to market their cattle, they need to be able to pick the best option for them. But we need to make sure as well that we're guaranteeing we have that healthy, robust price discovery that we need to inform the base prices on some of those AMAs and make sure that we have a real indicator out there of what these cattle are worth on the market from week to week. So we're going to continue our focus on that. Our affiliates around the country are having their conversations as well, and we expect to have a robust dialogue in Houston on where we go from here in this conversation.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The 2022 National Limousine Sale happening Sunday afternoon, January 2nd at the Embassy Suites Airport in Oklahoma City, 5 p.m. in conjunction with the 2022 Cattlemen's Congress. Some of the best genetics in the limousine breed will be on display. You can attend in person or participate via liveauctions.tv. For more information, including a catalog, go to nalf.org. The 2022 National Limousine Sale at Cattlemen's Congress, January 2nd, 5 p.m., Embassy Suites, South Meridian, Oklahoma City. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.